I don't remember smiling when I learned my brother would die, but I didn't have to. My mother remembered it for me. Even now, I can recall everything else about that day like it was just this morning. Cool air wafted from the open fridge, soothing my flushed face. The Georgia heat was sweltering out where Jimmy, Sarah, and I were building a treehouse in the spreading mulberry near the alley. I'd run inside for ice water, but it wasn't much cooler inside. Mom was starting dinner at the stove, the clattering ceiling fan her only relief. She'd rolled up the sleeves of her house dress nearly to her shoulders. I gulped down a glassful and headed back out. "Wait," she said. "I need to talk with you." I stopped at the screen door. Her words hung in the air as I turned to her. A trickle of sweat ran down her neck, and I noticed that her face looked different, red-eyed and swollen. Something was wrong. "The lump on Jimmy's back is malignant." Seeing my puzzled look, she continued, her voice breaking. "Dr. Adams called. It's cancer. It's rhabdomyosarcoma." I understood the cancer part. Mom's lip quivered. "The prognosis is not good." She moved away from the stove to lean on the counter by the sink and wiped her puffy face with the dish towel. Neither of us said anything for a minute. I just stood by the fridge. I could still hear Sarah and Jimmy hammering nails out by the treehouse. Finally, I asked, "What's a prognosis?" "It means he may die." She was crying now. I'd never seen Mom cry before, not even the time she dropped the iced tea jug on her toe. I didn't know what to do, so I just stood there, a twinge forming in my tummy. "Daddy and I have decided not to tell him." She looked out the window over the sink, out to where they were hammering. "He's too little to know. It may turn out okay, so we don't want to scare him." I nodded, still unsure what to say. "You're the oldest. I need you to keep it a secret." I was 10 years old. Mom reached for a paper towel, blew her nose, and turned back to me. "When grown-ups are talking about it near him, I need you to distract him, to keep him from hearing. I need you to protect him when he's roughhousing with his friends. I need your help holding this all together, Mary Catherine." When she used my full name instead of MC, something was coming. She was so serious, so upset. "He's going to have an operation, and he'll need to heal." I nodded okay, finished my cool water, and ran back out to the treehouse. Mom was upset, but Jimmy wasn't going to die. Old people died, and Jimmy was only 8. Now, decades later, I try to imagine what it was like for her at that moment. What was the rationale for telling a 10-year-old kid what she told me? Her precious Jimmy. The ominous lump under his shoulder blade. She thought of nothing else for weeks, waiting for the biopsy result. Now Doc Adams has called and confirmed her fears. She's a nurse. She knows the odds. As she puts down the phone, alone in the house, anguish overcomes her. She wails inconsolably. She desperately needs her husband to share her pain, to comfort her, to be her rock through the unthinkable time ahead. She imagines him pulling her into his arms as both of them cry, needing to support one another and their beautiful boy. But when he comes home and she tells him the news, his reaction dismays her. Though they've been married nearly 15 years, and she knows he's not one to show emotion,